Well, we all know how school goes in America, right? It goes like this: grade school, then middle school, then 4 years of high school. And if you're lucky, then there's the added goal to go on to 2 years or 4 years of college. But there's one school in Chicago, it's called Sarah Good STEM Academy, that's working to turn that model kind of on its head. It maybe says that the old way of 4 years of high school isn't the best. At Sarah Good, students go to high school for 6 years, and when they graduate, they have that high school diploma, but also an associate's degree. The school is in a corporate partnership with IBM, and that means that students get hands-on technical and business training and also the chance to maybe land a job at IBM on graduation, maybe sort of a funnel for workers for IBM as well. New York City and Chicago are already experimenting with a handful of schools like this, and 26 more schools are going to open up in three states this fall. So the question is this maybe a model for the future of secondary education in America, or is it just kind of a well-funded trial system for a corporation's vision of education? Rana Faruhar is assistant managing editor at Time Magazine. She reported on this story for Time's cover story, which is out this week. Hi, Rana.
Hi. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Also on the line, Stanley Litow. He's IBM Vice President of Corporate Citizenship, one of the people behind the Sarah Good School in Chicago. Hi, Stanley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and good to have you. Rana, let me start with you. You've been reporting this story. 6 years of high school, and then the kids are sort of funneled towards IBM, but obviously not required to go to IBM. What do students at the Sarah Good School think they're getting out of this different sort of model of high school?
Well, you know, I've been visiting these schools now for over 2 years, both in New York and in Chicago, and I think what they feel they're getting is an amazing education with an end game that gives them the opportunity of a job, but also the opportunity to go on to other kinds of work, to a four-year college. Statistics show that kids that do get that 2 years of post-secondary education do better on all fronts. They have better earning prospects. They are more likely to go on and finish a four-year degree. They certainly do better in the workforce. I also just want to make one add. IBM doesn't actually put money into these schools. It puts expertise in. Mm. The funding comes from the existing public system, which I think makes it feel a lot better to a lot of different constituencies, educators, unions, et cetera.
Stanley Litow from IBM, are you finding that the school that you're involved in, the Sarah Good School, is attracting the kinds of students that you want for IBM, or is it taking regular old kids who you wouldn't have known about and turning them into IBM employees, potential IBM employees?
Well, the original school that started in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, P-TECH and Sarah Good, are totally open admission schools. So any student in the south side of Chicago or other neighborhoods in Chicago or Crown Heights in Brooklyn or other neighborhoods in the city can gain entrance into the school. So there's no screening and picking students, hand-picking them based upon their track record or their skills. But if you look at what's actually the results at P-TECH in Brooklyn and Sarah Good on the south side of Chicago, is dealing with that population that is overwhelmingly free lunch eligible, many of whom had skill deficiencies when they started, their academic achievements are significantly high. So what that says is, if your judgment about who would be successful in career is based upon their race or their ethnicity or where they lived or what their academic record had been, you're wrong, because given the right opportunity, any kid can be successful.
And is this, in terms of IBM's interest here, is this sort of, for corporate employers, perhaps the answer to the fact that we've been hearing about bemoaning the fact that American kids are falling behind in math and science and have been behind for 30 years?
Well, I think it's an answer to providing kids with all of the skills and all of the options that they would want. As one of the students at Sarah Good mentioned in the article that was in Time magazine, my career aspirations might be totally different. I might want to go someplace else. Some students might want to be a doctor or a lawyer, or if they want to be an engineer, we'd be happy to hire them. On the other hand, this gives every kid all of the opportunities. And IBM is not only interested in getting the best skilled employees to work for us, we're interested in getting the best skilled employees to work for our clients, to work in government, to work in all the areas that are going to make the U.S. competitive.
Rana Faruhar, Time Magazine. Is this really a model? You know, one can say, great, big city schools, Chicago, New York, big urban environments, experimental. Is this something that can crop up in Norman, Oklahoma, or in the panhandle of Texas? Is that realistic?
You know, it's going to be tougher to implement in those places, but there are calls for it. You can look at the Tennessee governor just in the last few days saying we need to make 2 years of post-secondary education free to everyone. I will say that in my years of business reporting recently, I have not seen a more common thread in interviews with big companies, mid-sized companies, small companies than we need a different kind of a labor pool. We need a more competitive workforce. We need to revamp education. And I think that there is this real upsurge. And I think now the thing is, can we move this into larger groups of industry? And can we start having more experiments all over the country? And I think that that's starting to happen.
Stanley Littow, before we let you go, what does it take, though, for the local or the state authorities? Education money is tight. 4 years of high school is expensive enough in terms of the tax base. You're adding two more years onto the public commitment here.
Well, what we're talking about is redirecting existing dollars. Mm-hmm. We're not spending more per pupil in this model than we would spend on any other school. And then if you sort of look at the results, if a student completes with only a high school diploma, they may earn $15 an hour maximum. If a student completes with an associate's degree, they might start at $40,000 a year or $45,000 a year. You can do the math on what that's going to do for the tax base in places like New York City or Chicago or New York State or the state of Connecticut or any other place. The modest amount of redirection of existing dollars, not more money, is going to produce significant economic return down the road. Right now, only about 25% of the students who start a community college complete. If you can move that number up to 60% or 70% or larger, the economic gains are really, really substantial.
The Sarah Good School in Chicago has kids going to school for 6 years, not four. They graduate not just with a high school diploma, but with an associate's degree. Stanley Littow is IBM's Vice President for Corporate Citizenship. And joining me in the studio, Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor at Time Magazine. Check out her cover story this week. Thank you both.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.